Beloved friends of America and fellow students, continuation of the consideration before you tonight, let us take the conditions that mankind have faced, not only in this environment, throughout the century. Grief and the various conditions of the feeling world of mankind causing a depression and activity so dormant that there is scarcely any energy release. And knowing that it takes energy for any achievement, then whatever in life causes you to become grief-stricken or depressed in any way makes it impossible for you to release a sufficient energy that will do the things for you at your call to life. Tonight, I want to say to you, beloved friends of America, there is no such thing as death in the universe. That which seems to be so is but a change of garment which the individual experiences. Nowhere in all eternity is there death. Mankind has not understood this, and they thought their loved ones were gone. They have from the physical sight, but they're more alive than ever. Therefore, all the grief that mankind has experienced on this earth is absolutely unnecessary and uncalled for when mankind understands life and that it is eternal. Because you change your body, the dense body, which we call the physical body, for a finer one, which is invisible to the physical sight, is no reason why you should call it death. You change your summer overcoat to the winter one, heavier, and you hang the other one up in the closet till you need it again. Well, instead of hanging up your present body when you've discarded it, you allow it to disintegrate. And then when you come again, you build another body. Therefore, life is doing all this for you. And there is no unhappiness in life. There isn't such a thing in existence. Then what produces what we call unhappiness? Human qualification of that gracious, glorious, magnificent power of life. Therefore, beloved friends of America, try now, tonight, to understand and dismiss forever from you that there is such a thing as death. Therefore, as you go forth in the understanding, the greater understanding of life, you will see that all that wasted energy which causes depression in the feeling and made you impossible to cope with conditions of times that confronted you was all a mistake. We find that today definitely. Therefore, when we discovered that there was no death, and I know what it is to grieve. When my mother passed on, I went with her. For 3 days, there wasn't a particle of circulation in this body, and it was as white as a plate. And for 3 years, the pain at my heart was so terrible that finally I called out to God Almighty, for I didn't understand the mighty I am then, and I said, something has got to be done. And that night, or 3 days after that, at midnight, I was released from this body and went into the octave of light where my mother was and learned for the first time that there was no death. And there isn't all the human beings on the face of this earth that can tell me now that there ever was any death. I know better. I went consciously. And from that moment to this, there is no such thing as death in the world to me. And I would no more grieve over the passing or the change of one body to the other than anything in the world. Because it's foolishness when it's understood. Therefore, I say to you, beloved people, don't fail the opportunity to grasp the understanding of life which the ascended masters have brought forth to you, that you too may experience the happiness which we do, and the understanding and the freedom from all anxiety and distress of every kind. When you understand that, you will know that life gives everything and asks nothing in the world but obedience from you. And that means harmony maintained in your field. Therefore, as mankind understands this, and now, the acceptance of so-called death is only one of the things that causes a static feeling in the feeling world of mankind. The loss of money, the loss of friends, so-called, and many, many conditions that mankind meets, just like it kills the feeling world and it becomes static, inactive. Therefore, any condition you can yourselves know, you have experienced sudden fright and everything stands still. And when mankind becomes violently angry, for the moment, they are transfixed until that energy begins to release itself. And then action takes place. But, dear people, these are conditions which mankind have not understood, and once they do, they will be the governing power in their life. And they can release the energy when and where they will, and they will not let the appearance world and conditions cause them to become terrified or petrified, as it were, into inaction. Life is perpetual motion, dear hearts. And there is no amount of activity in existence that will exhaust you if you are wholly harmonious. Not one thing. We spend energy more than the ordinary 10 people. And we are never tired or exhausted. Therefore, it's proof that only discord is what makes you exhausted and tired. In the 17 days of class, when we are from 2.5 to 3 hours, afternoon and evening, pouring forth a mighty energy, then, dear ones, it's more than human that can do that. One who has cleansed and purified the physical body and raised the purified physical body into higher mental body and then into the electronic body of the mighty I Am Presence, the individual becomes a sentient being. A perfectly natural, practical, logical process of life. The most practical thing in all life is your ascension. Therefore, Now, notice, dear people, a disembodied individual, when he's thrown off the body, doesn't know one atom more than it did before. Of course, there's a lot of people who think as soon as they get rid of this body, they're angels at heart. Well, I'm afraid many of those hearts would be of a very dark color. But this is the truth, dear hearts. You have not one atom more intelligence when you cast off that body than you did before. Of course, you have lost your armor of protection for your human world. Don't forget that. And then it's wholly mental and feeling. And when you cast off this body, expecting to find yourself in a better condition, if your life has not been a proper one here, then you have made a great, great mistake. You don't know. You rebel at those physical bodies sometimes. But let me tell you, the day that you know the armor of protection they are to your feeling world or can be made, then you'll appreciate your physical body. There are perhaps 60%, oh, more than that, 70% of mankind today, if they should suddenly lose the protection, the armor of their physical body, their agony would know no limit. Because when you enter into the mental and feeling world wholly, it's a very different thing, and tremendously, 1,000 times more powerful than you have to experience when you're acting in the mental and feeling world through the body. So appreciate your body. Make it the temple of the living God, clean, pure, and wonderful to behold. Dear ones, you can make your physical bodies today what you wish. And I say to you, blessed ones, who have the appearance of age over your physical bodies, dear blessed brothers and sisters of light, if you only knew it, you could absolutely transform and restore the appearance of youth to that body just as certain as I'm telling you. There is no power to resist you when you turn your attention to your mighty presence. Don't you see that that atomic structure of your body, that physical body, has become thus by discord registered upon it? Then if you erase, have dissolved the mighty presence, unconsumed cause, effect, and record of why that registered there, well, then the appearance has to disappear. You know that as well as I do. But the privilege of yours today is to have called the presence to do that. It will do it. But you can't go on then in the same old ways, creating more conditions of the same kind, which is not desirable. Therefore, you stand in the gates of freedom today. You can make those bodies take on whatever quality and appearance you wish to have them. Let me tell you something. This Saint Germain told me himself. Quite some time before he made his ascension, and in those times, they had to do many, many, many things. They were positively startling to the human consciousness before they came to the ascension. And in his experience, he was able to change the form of his physical body instantly. And did it time and time and again. That's quite an easy thing for an ascended being. But it's not so easy for one who's not ascended. At least that's the human sense of it. But hold your hand before a strong electric light bulb and look through it. Then you tell me that even with the appearance today that these bodies are anything like as dense as they seem to be? Why, you know they're not, because you could not see the light through that hand if it was. Take your own hand, any of you. You can see right through it, and if a light's strong, you'll see the bone structure of your hand. Well, then, do you tell me that that place structure is really dense? That's just where the human concepts got off on the wrong foot. Don't you see, precious people, how we're constantly imposing upon ourselves a density and limitations and this, that, and the other thing, when it doesn't really exist, except in our own consciousness? Isn't it ridiculous? And yet we've been doing it all the time. But we don't have to any longer. And that's just where we stand today. And oh, you precious one, if you know what that blessed one's request to you tonight means. My goodness. It means a new life, a new world to every one of you who give that obedience. You may not understand this, beloved ones, as I do, but I have heard him make so many of those requests to individuals. That's how I know. And when they gave response and obedience to that, the heavens opened. And when they didn't, it didn't open. You have no idea. I only have a little myself, of how great his wisdom is. My dear people, if you had seen with me the things that I have seen him do, why, my dear people, all the gold and jewels of the world isn't a fraction of value with that which I gained with him. Oh, I know, I look quite simple and humble, but how do you know what's going on inside? A few times, individuals witnessed what was going on inside, and it came out. Now, dear ones, tonight, let me remind you again that every word in Unveiled Mysteries, the Magic Presence, is true. My own actual experience right out here in the physical world with Saint Germain. The ascension of David Lloyd was real, right on the side of Mount Shasta. The man at the mine described there in that book was real. And that man, who was such a dominant character, was knocked unconscious by the force of his own destructive power. And this body that couldn't lift him, when that power of the presence was on, picked him up, unconscious, as if it was a little child, and sat him in the chair
and brought him back. A humble, marvelous individual. That was the power and action of this great presence of life through the higher mental body. I repeat these things sometimes to try to help you to get the feeling of the reality. Now understand this. If I were foolish enough to try to exploit that power, of course it wouldn't act. I want you to get that. Thank God I'm not that foolish. But if there was a real necessity, I know that power would act. I don't consider physically I have a thing to do about it. That's what I want you to understand, beloved student, as you begin to call this power forth. And it's already been done among a few students. When you begin to all swell up and think you're some pumpkins, you'll find you grew on a squash vine. I think I better repeat that. You didn't get it. When you begin to call forth this great power, and you begin to feel all puffed up about it, and you think you're some pumpkins, you'll probably find that you grew on a squash vine. Now, dear ones, remember, I mean that with all earnestness, with all that has been my privilege, dear precious people. Every time I come before you, I feel more humble than ever. And I know that you know it. Dear people, when I am conscious of these great beings, who are just as tangible to me as you are, not always, but many times, then when I have to go ahead with my humble effort, you realize what it means? And they could step forth and do this thing 1,000 times better than I could. I don't think you quite realize what it means. But heavens knows I do. I tell you, dear one, sometimes when they stand here, just so tangible to me, and then I have to go on, boy, it's sometimes just about all my courage to do it.